The 14th Marine Industries Conference in Tehran, the one time a year that all members of the Iranian marine industry come together to talk about business and industrial cooperation. This year's focus, unilateral Western sanctions, financial constraints, and technological developments, is sure to tap into the interests of at least 100 Iranian companies that are in attendance, providing them with tools and information to help tackle the new sanctions regime or achieve technological growth, sales, and success.
It's an opportunity for our students, scholars, and researchers to present their scientific papers on marine industry. This way we can bridge the gap between the academic centers and the marine industry. But what we are after is the final product, which has to be manufactured by Iranian firms.
Because of sanctions, Western firms are not working in Iran. But the marine industry was ready for this. We now have our own standard institutes, shipbuilders, and service providers. It is because of these scientific gatherings that Iran is building ocean liners.
Now in its 14th year, the conference is also designed to assist the industry players with a forecast of both domestic and international developments, plus trends and critical issues that will impact their business planning and future growth.
Shipping firms that violate international maritime law cannot take even one container to any port in the world. Iran's shipping lines has never broken the law, but it has come under sanctions. Despite that, the company is doing fine because it depends on domestic talent and legal procedures.
The future is promising for Iran's industrialists, especially its marine industry. That's because many students are graduating from universities with a degree in science and technology. I'm confident that the marine industry's future will be brighter than now.
According to the organizers, Iran's marine industry continues to go through a number of changes under the new sanctions imposed by the West over Tehran's nuclear energy program. While some of these changes result in new challenges and opportunities, some bring with them certain problems, spurring the need for innovative cooperation, planning, and organization. The organizers say this year's gathering will address all these constraints, plus legislative issues and policies that impact their activities in the Persian Gulf.
It is for the first time in 14 years that the conference is being held in the Iranian capital. During the two-day gathering, at least 500 scientific papers on marine industries and naval defense will be presented, discussed, and judged by expert committees for top prizes. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.